Greetings, everyone, and welcome to a little audio tutorial for InclusiveAndroid.com. This is Warren Carr. Today is June the 25th, 2016, and I would be demonstrating how to use the import labeling feature in TalkBack settings. In other words, I'd be demonstrating how to import your custom labels into your TalkBack. So those buttons that you've labeled on another phone should work on your other phone as long as they're running the same version of TalkBack. I'm still not feeling so good, so I'm a little bit hoarse and I apologize for that. I'm glad though that my family's gone for a couple of weeks. Good thing I didn't go with them, but so I'm here at home. So let's go ahead and get to what we want to do. I'm going to go into TalkBack. I'm using my Yumi now to demonstrate this. I'm going to be importing some of the labels that I've created on my Nexus 6 into my Yumi Super Phone. So I unlock my phone.
Device unlocked, 12:30 p.m.
All right. So the first step we want to do is to make sure that we have a way of invoking the TalkBack gestures. For instance, we want to be able to invoke the global gesture menu, which is doing a print L shape of drawing a line down and curving to the right to invoke the global menu pull down. One could go in, however, into the TalkBack settings by doing that and change how you access that or how you go about invoking that global menu. For me, though, I have left it at the default of doing the L gesture. In other words, drawing a line down and curving to the right to pull down global menu settings. So now I'm going to do that global menu gesture, drawing a line down and curving to the right.
Alert global context menu, showing items 1 to 9 of 9.
Now, step two, in this menu, because I have mine set to the list view, I think that's now by default in the most current version of TalkBack. So I'm going to go down now in this menu and find and tap on TalkBack settings. That's step two.
Copy last utterance to clipboard. Pause feedback. Pause copy spell last utterance.
Whoops.
Pause feedback. TalkBack text to speech setting. TalkBack settings. TalkBack settings.
Okay, I tapped on TalkBack settings. And step number three, we need to scroll up and go find where it says manage custom labels. So I'm going to scroll up a little bit.
Doom screen shortcut. Press both volume key. Resume from suspend when screen turns on.
Oh, I think I scrolled up. Scrolled down too far.
Manage custom labels. Manage custom labels.
In step four, after we tapped on manage custom labels, step number four is to find and tap near the top, just below, or maybe about an inch or so from the top, where it says import custom labels. And that's what I need to find and tap on.
Manage custom labels. Import custom labels button.
Tap on that. Now, the next thing I want to do, and hear me out on this, you can follow this and still not get it to work. So I'm gonna go through this the way it's meant to be, which is just tell it to import the labels from wherever I have them stored, and see if it does it. The answer is that it's not gonna work. It's gonna see it and all. But when one goes to importing it or the final stages of doing so, it will fail. Now, so step number five, which is not going to work, is to find where these custom labels are stored. And in my case, they are stored in Dropbox. So I'm going to find where to do this.
Mega superseded. Dropbox. Amazing audio MP3. Dropbox.
So I need to tap on Dropbox.
Showing items 2 to 11 of 13.
Here I am in Dropbox. Now, I have it in a folder called Misc. So now I'm going to go to Misc Find and tap on MISC.
Showing photos. Public. MISC. List showing 0 items. Out of Dropbox list.
I tap on MISC and it says list view showing 0 items. And the reason why it is showing 0 items because there's a switch at the bottom of the screen that has to, you know, be turned on, or else nothing is going to show. And what that switch does is to say, hey, show every file that you see in this folder. And now I'm going to find and tap on that switch near the bottom right of the phone to allow me to see the content of this folder.
Off switch.
So it says off switch. So I'm going to tap on that.
On. Showing items 2 to 8 of 42.
Now that I turn it on, it's saying I have 42 items in my miscellaneous folder. So what I'm looking for is called TalkBack Custom Labels. So I'm just going to scroll up. I mean, one could do a search and see if it offers that.
ABYY12 professional zip for no SIM card out of MISC list. Wi-Fi 3 bars.
Actually, it doesn't give us a way to search. So I'm going to scroll up. Scroll, go to at the bottom, find TalkBack.
TalkBack underscore custom underscore labels underscore 041620 16 TBL 24.2 kilobytes modified 2 months ago.
So that's the latest one I have is TalkBack, the one that's 24 kilobytes, and that's the one I'm going to tap on. Just tap on it.
TalkBack underscore custom underscore labels underscore 041620 16 TBL. Alert import custom labels to TalkBack.
And listen to this.
Import custom labels to TalkBack. Choose whether you want to override or skip existing labels in the case of conflict.
So now on step 6, I believe that's where we are. Or step 6 was the one we just did, and now this is step 7. I lost count. So here, you want to choose override. So if you have other ones in there with the same label, let it just go ahead and override those labels. So I'm going
to
tap on
override. Labels in the case of conflict. Override button. TalkBack. Label import failed. Manage custom labels. Showing item 1 of 2.
So it says label imports failed. So no matter what you do,
export custom labels button.
You can
import custom labels
repeat
button.
It over and over till you're blue in the face and it's not going to work. So now that it has failed, here's the way that it works all the time, and these steps will work every single time. It's a little bit convoluted, but it works, and I hope that one of these days that the developing team at TalkBack would figure a way of making this work the way it's supposed to be. But here's how it works. We need to follow the following steps. The first thing to do, therefore, is to download the custom label to your folder of choice, and in my case I'm going to download it to my download so I know where it's found. So I just go to Dropbox
and file manager. Dropbox.
So I'm in my Dropbox
audio.
So I'm just going to search maybe for the word custom or TalkBack.
Search Dropbox. Showing text keyboard. Showing items 1 to 3.
I just don't feel so great today, so I'm a little bit
B.
on the lousy side, guys. My fingers are not working well.
U. D. Showing items S.
So I'm going to go custom.
T. K. O. Showing items 1 to 5 of 7.
Okay, so I'm just going to hit the back key or just hit the gesture to go back.
Back button. Keyboard hidden. Showing items 1 to 5 of 7.
So I'm going to choose the one that's the most current. Let's find what I'm looking for.
TalkBack underscore, custo, M underscore, labels underscore, 122, 420, 15 TBL, 13.0 kilobytes, modified 6 months ago.
Uh-huh.
TalkBack underscore, custo, M underscore, labels underscore, 041620, 16, TBL, 24.2 kilobytes, modified 2 months ago.
I think that's my most current one. So I'm gonna slide my finger to the right and tap on that unlabeled button, which should have been labeled as options.
Button unlabeled.
And that
showing item 1 of 17.
Tapping on that pops up a menu from which I could choose from. And in this case, I'm going to choose the export.
Share in list. Open with rename. Copy. Export. Alert export as file. Showing items 1 to 9 of 9.
When I tap on export, the next thing I want to do is to choose from the list of items here. I'm going to choose save to device. So what to do now is choose save to device from the list.
Share without data flow. 0-A to share. Save to device.
Save to device. Tap on that.
Complete action using an explorer. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2.
So when you tap on that, of course, it's going to ask you as to what app you want to use. And you could choose any browser of your choice, a file browser of your choice. And I'm just going to tap on an explorer.
An explorer. Showing items 1 to 7 of 19.
Now, I need to go find downloads in the list of items that come up upon tapping on using the file browser explorer.
Alarms, December 30, and Baidu, December 30, DCIM, download, December 31st.
So I tap on download.
Download, showing item 2 of 2.
And now, at the bottom, I'm going to find the save. That's near the bottom right.
Edit box, talkback underscore custom underscore labels underscore 041-62016, TBL.
And therefore, to the right of that edit box is the save.
Save button. Dropbox, showing text keyboard. Talkback underscore custom underscore labels underscore 041-62016, TBL exported. Showing items 1 to 7 of 7.
All right, so that's been exported. I need to go back to the talkback menus and go do the importation process. So once again, I am going to do the L gesture, that is doing the global context menu gesture by drawing an L, a print L, drawing a line down and curving to the right to invoke the settings or the global context menu for TalkBack.
Alert global context menu, showing items 1 to 9 of 9.
Now I'm going to find and tap on TalkBack settings.
TalkBack settings, in list. Home screen 2 of 2, home button, TalkBack settings.
Now, what we need to go find and tap on is the manage custom labels.
Miscellaneous. Manage custom labels, mega superseded, drop amazing audio MP3 and explorer.
Tap on an explorer. And next thing I want to tap on is the downloads folder, because that's where I downloaded the file to.
Download 12:48 p.m.
Tap on download.
Download.
All right. Now it's showing item 1 of 1. Let's see if my custom labels are here.
Talkback underscore custom underscore labels underscore 041-62016 TBL 12:48 p.m. 24.22 kilobytes.
Exactly, that's what it is. So now I just need to just tap on that.
Alert import custom labels to TalkBack. Import custom labels to TalkBack.
All right.
Choose whether you want to override or skip existing labels in the case of conflict.
And so I'm going to tap on override, just like we did when we were starting out trying to import it. Sorry about that. Got a little notification coming through. So I'm going to tap on override.
Override button. TalkBack. Manage custom labels. 111 labels updated. Showing item 1 of 38.
There you go. 111 items added or imported. And there we have it. That's how to import your custom labels from one phone to another using the steps I've given above. Thanks for listening, guys. Again, this is Warren Carr, and I apologize for not sounding my normal self. I'm a little bit kind of on a puny side. Thanks again. God bless.